We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, up to Sif Yud Gimel. Learning the laws of Kiddush. The Mechaber tells the Sarach Lishtos Mikos Shel Kiddush Kamali Lugma, that when it comes to the minimal amount that a person should drink of the Kiddush, it has to be Kamali Lugma, which, as we'll define just loosely now, is a cheekful. But we'll discuss exactly what that means in the Mishnah Berurah, and more practically, as far as numbers are concerned, in the Sefer for the Radiance of Shabbos, which we'll get to in a moment. The Hainu, that is, Kol Shisaklenu Letzad Echad Befiv, it's not necessary to have enough wine in both cheeks, but if you would put enough wine into one side, and you will have the understanding that it is completely filled with the wine, then that is the minimal amount required when it comes to fulfilling the obligation of making Kiddush. Who? Ruba shel revius. And if you want to know how much that is, that's a majority of revius. So obviously we need to know what is the actual meaning of a moly lugma, of a cheekful, how much really is a revius. We'll get to that shortly. Before we do that, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. He says that when it comes to this requirement of having a cup and to drink the amount which is a moly lugma, a cheekful, says v'im lavo yatsa. If you didn't drink that much, you have not fulfilled your obligation. So, if you would imagine an individual who would incorrectly take a cup of wine in a very social atmosphere, and they would make the traditional blessing of Hagafen and take a sip and put it down, and then go about the rest of their meal, they have not fulfilled their obligation of Kiddush. There is an absolute minimal requirement of the amount that one needs to drink, at least as we'll see today. The person who makes the Kiddush will see if it's necessary for others to have to make, also to drink something, that we'll see in Sif Yud Dalet another time. But you need to at least drink Moly Lugmov. The Hainu Shir Chashuv, the Mishnah Berurah says, that is considered to be a substantial amount, and therefore that's what is necessary to fulfill the obligation. And then he says, V'shir Zedai Afil Im Hoya Hakos Gadol She'maksit Kam Revios. Even though the cup should at least be that much that it could hold a revius, if let's say you have a very, very large cup, it doesn't mean you have to drink the majority of that cup. Even though it says rubo shel revius is a moly lugma, the majority of a revius is a cheekful, if you have a large cup of wine, it's not necessary to drink the majority of it in order to fulfill the obligation. All you have to have is a moly lugma. And he said, what exactly does this mean? Because after all, you can go around, and if you would measure, I don't know how to do this, people's cheeks, they're not all the same. And in fact, using the language of Chazal, what happens if you're dealing with someone like Og Melech HaBashan? I'm sure he didn't make Kiddush all the time, but you know that someone who is very large, a Moly Lugmav could be a substantial amount, this cheekful, as opposed to someone who is much smaller. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this measure is not the same for every person. You would think when it comes to halacha, it's very much cut and dry, that everyone is the same. It's not this when it comes to this law. It says, Hainu ba'adam beinni machsek shir kach. The measure that was given is that of an average person. Avol ba'adam gadol. If you're dealing with someone who is much larger, b'yoser misharinin k'may lugma b'dide lefi gadlo. According to that person's height or bigness, however big he is, then his moly lugmav will be more than mine. And therefore he will have an obligation to drink more. Well, what if he is much, much bigger than I am, more than twice the size of my cheeks? Komakam lo boy lishtos tfeim revius. The most that one would ever have to drink is a revius of wine, and not more than that. Again, an average person, we say a moly lugmav, a cheekful, is the majority of a revius. But someone who is much larger, they would never have to drink more than revius. They certainly would fulfill their obligation with that amount. But don't you should know the shir revius who kamad moli shte klipos mibetsa beinis shel targolos. He says that if you take two eggs, the shells, and you would hollow them out, So if you fill those two average-sized eggs up with wine, that is what is considered a revius. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, what exactly is that? What's an average egg? And he says that v'yesh machmirin ma'od b'inyan hashirim. People are very strict when it comes to this. After all, de'habetzim niskatnu bizmanenu mamachsis memasha hay mimei ha'gemara. The eggs now are not like the good old days. The eggs were much larger. And therefore, even though we would say two egg sizes, that might have been referring to then, as opposed to now, in which the eggs are smaller, maybe you need more than just that amount. V'yalkin shirevius hu b'kaflayim. He says you should double that which we just mentioned. So this stringency of shiurim, when do we apply that? He says the nachon lochush l'divrehim leinin kiddush shel laila. When it comes to Friday night, which we've established, is different than the Shabbos kiddush during the day, in that the Friday night kiddush is d'oraisa. That's a Torah-bound obligation to make kiddush. In that, we should go more strict. Yal kol panim, nonetheless, yir l'chatchila shiachsik hakos k'shtei beitzim b'shtia af shakos gadol dai shiishtik k'malut mavdidei. You should try to have a large cup so that 100% the cup is a revius, and then you should be able to just drink that of a molilugma of a cheekful, and that should be sufficient. And there's more to this Mishnah Berurah, which we're going to see tomorrow, but I just want to then just conclude with what exactly is a revius, what is a molilugma. So the Mishnah Berurah clearly told us that because we're not so sure exactly what the measurement is, there are those that go strict. The Mishnah Berurah clearly makes a distinction between Friday night and Shabbos day. Friday night, you should go much more strict because it's D'oraisa. Shabbos day is Kiddush, which isn't D'rabbanan, which is rabbinic. We don't have the same obligation to take upon ourselves the same stringencies as far as Shiurim, as measurements are concerned. And therefore, in the Sefer, the Radiance of Shabbos, which is written by Rabbi Simcha Bonim Cohen, says the following. He quotes other opinions. We'll quote the opinion of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. He says that when it comes to a revius, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that the cup on Friday night should be, and this is obviously beyond the scope of today, where he gets this number, but the Friday night cup should be 4.42 fluid ounces. So he takes the more stringent opinion, and he says that is the amount that one should have, 4.42 fluid ounces. And therefore, that's when it comes to Friday night. When it comes to Shabbos day, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is more lenient, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, and therefore he says that when it comes to the revius of how much the cup should be, it could be a smaller measure, which is namely 3.3 fluid ounces. So as we have established, a moly lugmav is rov revius, is the majority of that revius. So therefore, based on what we just said, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, that the cup is 4.42 fluid ounces on Friday night. To be yotze kiddush, one must drink the majority of that, or slightly more than 2.21 fluid ounces. And the majority of 3.3 on Shabbos day would be approximately 1.7 fluid ounces. Again, this is according to the opinion of Rav Moshe. There are more stringent opinions, such as the opinion of the Chazon Ish, that he cites that the revius is 5.3 fluid ounces, the moly lugmav therefore would be 2.7 fluid ounces. Certainly one could go machmir according to the opinion of the Chazon Ish, but again, according to the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Friday night 4.42, and therefore more than a revius is more than 2.21, and when it comes to Shabbos day, a revius is 3.3, the more lenient opinion, and therefore one must drink at least the majority of that, namely 1.7.